My name is Amanda. Ayestas. It's one of the only few people in the world have the last name Ayestas, and I have the honor to have it. So I was born in a little piece of land called Guatemala. It's in Central America, underneath Mexico. I was born in Guatemala City, and I had the pleasure to actually move from Guatemala to Mexico to study my career. And I live in Mexico City for almost 11 years. Mexico was really nice. I will go back there better than my hometown, I guess. I live in a building. It plus it's like full of like buildings. It's beautiful. You can see like old Mexico. The lights of the street and everything, and then you can hear like everything. It was so cool. I love that. They are really, really artistic and pretty much like intelligent. The food in Mexico is beautiful. And in Mexico, they have the tacos. And I try tacos of lengua, which is tongue. It is the best steak that you can ever try. So I like it. If you ever have the chance, actually, there's good places here that sell tacos of lengua. In Guatemala, my favorite dish is a Mayan dish, what is called pepian, which is made with peppers and like burned seeds. It's like a soup. It was delicious. It was one of my favorites there. I have been traveling a lot. I was lucky enough to have a good education and have a good status in Guatemala. So we will come back and forth to visit America every year for vacation. So we will come to Disney, to Orlando, we will go to California, we will go to other places just to visit there. One of my sisters was living here in Pittsburgh, and she invited me for vacations, and I end up meeting her brother-in-law, and we end up getting married. I entered to the country with a tourist visa, and then my husband applied to request me as a green card holder or a permanent resident as a married couple. So that's the reason why I came here. I visit California. California is a pretty place to live. The weather is amazing. Everybody wants to live there, but it's extremely expensive. So you need to have a good job in order to be living there. San Diego, Santa Margarita, it's beautiful there. And people is really nice. Florida, I don't like it that much. I think it's plain. It's not full of culture. I love to go to museums and everything. I had the opportunity to go to New York. New York is full of art and it's beautiful, but it's too crowded and it's a little bit dirty. It's a cosmopolitan city. I love Pittsburgh because I see that the city is growing in many other cultural aspects. We are getting multicultural, which that makes us rich. And we are getting a lot of new people, a lot of good education, a lot of art, and I like that. I love to meet people from all over the world and to be mixed. You know, we can have a little piece of their countries where we are living. And I work helping immigrants, so I love it. That's why I love Pittsburgh. We as immigrants, we all don't have knowledge about what is happening, and it tend to be a lot of bad information in social media and outside that are making people to hate immigrants and to judge them in the incorrect way. I work for immigrants and I see the suffering that they are experiencing, but they always come with goodwill to work. So I think we cannot generalize. Not all immigrants are entitled of benefits. Immigrants are paying taxes. Immigrants are helping the country. So there is not all bad. The problem is not the immigrants and we are blaming them. The problem is the system that is broken from the people who are controlling that and they are not fixing it.